between now and the inauguration of Barack Obama, we're going to be taking a look at low-hanging fruit, change that could happen because so much has changed in the last 100 years. We're in the 21st century now. The Cold War is over. And what are the things that Barack Obama might easily be able to change, things that are outmoded, obsolete in this world? And one of them would be the embargo in Cuba, perhaps the DMZ in Korea. Another is NATO. Its identity and mission is really changing in this century. And NATO foreign ministers, while looking forward to the 21st century, are also looking back to the Cold War. They've agreed to reopen the alliance's dialogue with Russia, which was broken off in the wake of Moscow's invasion of Georgia last summer. NATO has also agreed to press ahead in helping Georgia and Ukraine prepare for eventual NATO membership. To talk about this meeting and the mission of NATO, we're joined by BBC diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Marcus from NATO headquarters in Brussels. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Yes, hi there. Thank you.
NATO has a lot on its plate. It definitely has to consider reopening this dialogue because the Georgia crisis was a very interesting indicator of things to come in this century. But NATO's also looking broadly ahead before Barack Obama takes office at its mission going forward. How are those things playing at this meeting?
Well, all of them have been touched on, and there's been a bit of a review of activities in Afghanistan, of course, operations elsewhere, still in the Balkans, and there are NATO warships obviously engaged in anti-piracy operations at the moment as well. But also much talk on the political front, looking at the future expansion of the alliance, decisions taken here today to develop a whole new reform program for Georgia and Ukraine that will keep them on the path towards possibly eventual NATO membership. Also, as you're pointing out, a decision to renew in a graduated and cautious way the dialogue with Russia. That, of course, was broken off after Russia's invasion of Georgia in the summer. Many NATO members are really wanting, I think, perhaps a rather more root and branch reassessment of ties with Russia, but the consensus view prevailed. There will be this cautious attempt to explore a restarting of contacts over the coming weeks and months.
There's one view that NATO's mission in opening a dialogue with Russia is one essentially of containment, that basically you stay there, we're over here, and we're going to try to get as many former satellite countries or former Soviet republics in NATO as we possibly can. There's also a view in Europe that no, NATO's mission should be cooperation, development of bilateral and multilateral ties between Russia and Europe. Is there any consensus as this meeting goes forward?
I think you're pointing to an area of important differences, and I think differences that are perhaps going to continue even into an Obama presidency. I think the problem is this, that in the wake of the Cold War, NATO tried very hard to bring Russia around, if you like, to make it part of a broader system of international relations in Europe. This was very much what Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was talking about yesterday. She said that a lot had been done to try and bring the Russians round, but that all of that had been done on the basis that the 19th century, as she put it, was over, and that Russia would behave like a responsible player, not bullying its neighbours and so on. Now, the events in the summer in Georgia with Russia's invasion really focus minds here, but they focus minds in really rather different directions. Some countries, the United States, of course, but also some of the newer European members of the alliance, Poland, the Baltic republics and so on, now very concerned about a potential resurgent military threat from Russia. I mean, the Russians have threatened to target missiles on Poland if the US missile defense scheme goes ahead and so on. So that's one response. The response of some of the older European member of the alliance, and you're kind of thinking back here to the distinction made by former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld,
like
old
Europe, yeah,
France,
sure.
Germany,
yeah.
And so on. They're concerned about the Russian rhetoric. They don't see particularly a military threat, and they stress the need to engage with Russia because, of course, Russia is an important economic player and no more so than in the field of energy, and Europe is very tied into Russia in energy terms. So divisions within the alliance on Russia papered over here, but I think divisions that are going to continue in the months ahead.
Given that complicated soup that you've just laid out, Jonathan, is there any discussion as to whether or not NATO is relevant and what its purpose is?
Well, the trouble is, I think it has different purposes for different members. I mean, as one senior NATO official put it to me, the kind of glue that used to hold the alliance together, which really was the Soviet threat, has disappeared. The resurgent Russian threat, if you want to call it that, is not uniting the alliance. It's, as I just explained, dividing it. There are divisions about NATO as a kind of adjunct to America's global policing role. There are divisions about the fundamental importance to the alliance of the mission in Afghanistan. These are all things which don't come up in the communiques, which kind of pour a rather sort of ecumenical balm over all of these divisions. And I suppose that's the business of diplomats, to write communiques that make everything sound hunky-dory and okay. But in reality, there are lots and lots of divisions. You know, fundamentally, for some NATO members, the alliance is as important as ever. For some of them, it's probably less important. And,
well, at the,
that
the
makes
very,
things very difficult.
At the very least, Jonathan, there will be pressure on the Obama administration as it takes office to maybe think about reversing what Bill Clinton did when he took office in 92, which was begin a process of NATO expansion. Maybe NATO contraction or NATO sort of plateauing would be the key to this new administration. Jonathan Marcus, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.